mushroom picking with Rachel.
I saw your snap story.
Yep. And I'm saving all my snap stories so that I can at the end of the week I can be like, what?
Do you want to write down where you got them?
No. Did I tell you what Tom did? So, no. Like, randomly my location will turn on Snapchat. It's weird. I don't know if it's set to, like, a certain time of day or what, but every once in a while it'll come up. And he'll be like, before I went, he goes, well, if you find a good spot, make sure to, like, Snapchat me pictures of the mushrooms, because then my location will come up on the map. So then we were not even left Marquette, and I'm turning everything off.
You didn't tell me?
No. I can't give up someone else's secret.
Oh, it's Rachel's secret?
No, it's actually Rachel's boyfriend's secret.
Oh, then no.
So this is
If it was just you going out?
No, if it was you, I would take you with me.
Okay, cool.
But this is like third party. Like,
yeah, I don't.
There's Wes's spot. He took Rachel last year.
Yeah.
Now Rachel is allowed to like take me.
Okay, I don't feel comfy doing that.
So yeah.
Yeah, good point.
So we went mushroom picking.
Fun.
So then also it was on my Snapchat. Picture of grilled steaks with asparagus and mashed potatoes. Oof. And mushrooms.
Yum.
So good. And I got my hair done today.
It looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I've been working too, kind of in between, but nothing like crazy busy.
Yeah.
So it's been a nice birthday week.
Good. As it should be.
Yeah. So tomorrow's my birthday, and then I think I'm done at that point celebrating my birthday week. It's just Monday through Friday for me. I don't need to extend it.
I do the entire month, practically. I'm like, birthday month.
No, I'm good with a week. Maybe Saturday. Or I guess I'll ride it through Sunday, too, because Greg's off work Sunday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not on call or anything, so maybe after work we can
do something. It's supposed to be gorgeous this weekend.
I know.
I have Big Bay Relay Saturday morning, and then we're talking about going to the beach after.
Yeah. Is that why you couldn't record Saturday?
Yep.
So I can come over here at the butt crack of dawn on Greg's day off to record before I go to work?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to the beach.
Okay. I wanted to line up the priorities here. So when it's raining...
I could have in the afternoon. But I'm to the point now with recording where I just like want to get it over with, especially if I just watched the movie. I'm like, okay, it is fresh.
Oh, I'm like, you want to get it over with. Why are we even doing this?
No, like I like doing it.
But when it's fresh in your brain.
When it's fresh in my brain. I finished watching it today. I did half yesterday and then half today.
I think I told you this. My work schedule is starting to pick up. So,
weekends are no go for
you. We're going to have to plan it like a week ahead of time.
Yeah.
So I can put it in my phone.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Not like on Monday being like, oh, are we recording tomorrow or Wednesday?
No.
Like, no, we can't do this.
We'll talk after.
Oh, yeah. I suppose this is not information that anyone wants to hear.
No, they don't care.
My throat is kind of scratchy, and I'm thinking it's because pollen, maybe.
Allergies are real bad. Everybody always fucking says that. Everybody says that every year. Oh, gosh darn, allergies.
Oh, the allergies.
The pollen is just off the charts this year, but it's every year.
I don't feel ill in any way
okay.
other than my throat is a little like,
yeah. Yeah.
And I don't feel like I've been talking more than usual. I work by myself.
That's true. Yeah.
Who am I talking to? And I went, when I went mushroom picking with Rachel. Rachel, she can talk, man.
Is she a talker?
She can talk. It's interesting stuff, though.
Okay.
It's kind of like Joellen did my hair today, and Joellen just told me stories the whole time.
I love it.
I just sat there and got my hair done. She put highlights in it.
I see that.
Uh-huh. I wasn't sure about it at first, because normally she just does an all-over color.
Yeah.
But
highlights aren't terrible.
No, I kind of like it. And when I sat down in the chair, it was 10 o'clock this morning, and... like we've discussed before, I'm on like a 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. schedule.
Yeah.
Because that's how my work goes and how life is. So it was basically I got out of bed, had a snack, and went.
Yeah.
So I sit there and she's like, what are we doing today? And like, she's all wide awake because she's already had breakfast and been to the gym and done all the things.
Yeah.
Driven in from where she lives in BFE. So she's, it's like midday for her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. Just do it up.
Just do whatever you want.
And she's like, okay, we'll put some foils in and we'll blah, blah, blah. And we'll give you a trim and flat iron. I'm like, all right. I'll just do all of that. And then tell me stories about your family
and dogs.
Your dogs. And
I love hearing about her dogs.
Yeah. I've heard she's got a bunch of stuff. She's like catering a wedding. Excuse me.
Really? That's fun.
Or I think it's just small. I think it might be one of her coworkers, but she's doing like a taco bar.
Oh, fun. Okay.
And then she's got one of her stepdaughter's ex-stepdaughter's graduations that she's doing.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my life and my friends' lives.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Your friend is moving.
My friend is moving, and I'm going to miss her so much. She moves the 28th, I think.
Where is she moving to?
Washington State. Mm. She got a position out there at a university. So I'm super excited for her, but I'm sad because she's like one of my closest friends.
If we planned a trip to Washington, would you want to go see her?
Fuck yeah. Yes.
Okay. I just wondered. I didn't know where, like, in the state of Washington she was going to be, so.
Spokane.
I don't know where that would be in relevance to wherever we would go, but.
Forks. In relevance to Forks.
Yeah.
Hmm. Olympia cool. National Forest.
What?
Olympia National Forest.
Yeah. Mm. There was somewhere else I was going to talk to you to see if you wanted to go. I wanted to say it was like Arizona. Like somewhere that neither of us have ever been. Ooh. Or probably would ever go. Because Greg's always talked about going out west to like the Badlands and yeah. stuff. And seeing yeah. Crazy Horse and Devil's Tower. Kind of what we did when we were younger. But
yeah.
I don't think he has any interest in going to like...
The desert
part of America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The dry yeah. places. I would go. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of cool Airbnbs too out that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except when I rent Airbnbs, I never say that I'm a co-host because people do that when they rent from the rent, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say my rentals because I don't own them, but and it's always weird because people are like, I'm a host. But, I mean, that doesn't mean you're clean.
That doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean anything. Nope. But it's
do you want a discount? Because you're probably not going to get it. No, thank you.
I'll tell you about it later. We just had somebody ask a bunch, like a whole laundry list of questions. And then the actual host had to message her because I'm like, I don't know what to do about this.
I can't handle this.
And then they asked for a discount. And it's like July. No.
No. Discounts happen from like November until
really?
February.
It's actually February to April here.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. There's no snow.
I suppose.
No mountain bikers.
It's kind of crappy.
So yeah, no snow.
Do you get a lot of mountain bikers?
Uh-huh. A ton. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tons of mountain bikers, fat tire bikers.
That's cool.
But this winter sucked, so we had a bunch of cancellations because there's no snow. Mm. Lame. Anyway.
I think we're supposed to be doing something.
We are. We are.
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to the quaint little mining town of Silent Hill in... Christoph Gans' 2006 horror movie video game thing, Silent Hill. We should just cut all that. That's a nightmare.
No, it's too late. It's in. Okay. It's here to stay.
2 hours and 5 minutes long. You can find this on Netflix until May 31st.
I was pumped because I thought I had it on DVD for sure, and I didn't.
Okay. And it's written by Roger Avery. It stars Rada Mitchell as Rose. She was in Pitch Black and the Crazies. Lori Holden as Sybil Bennett. the police officer, The Walking Dead, The Mist, and a few other things. Sean Bean, surprised he doesn't die in this, as Rose's husband, Chris. He was in, of course, Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, and James Bond. Deborah Kara Unger as Dahlia. She was in 13, and she's a voice actress in Star Wars video games.
Mm.
Alice Krieg, I think that's how you pronounce that, as Christabella. She was in Sleepwalkers and Star Trek as the Borg Queen.
Oh, I recognized her from Sleepwalkers, and I couldn't put it together.
And then Jodelle Ferland as Sharon. She was in Supernatural, and she's the voice of Little Sister in BioShock video games.
Mm. Okay.
Which is super cool. I love those. Terrifying.
If I accidentally say Cheryl, I apologize.
That's okay.
Because, so, it's the same actress that plays all three.
Yeah.
She plays the good Sharon.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Literally. Yes. Mm-hmm. And in the games, I think her name is Cheryl.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember because I was talking to one of my friends about the video games, and I just remember specifically sitting in my dorm room with the lights off playing this video game because the air horn would go off and then your controller would shake.
Yep.
And then shit would hit the fan.
Yes.
It was a nightmare.
When Greg and I moved in together, it was like 2002.
Okay.
And I think we had PS2 at the time.
Yeah.
Greg had this one.
Didn't he have, what was the one where he would go around and kill the people in the psychiatric hospital? It wasn't Hitman.
No, he had Hitman.
He had Hitman.
It was Manhunter.
Ooh, Manhunter. That was terrifying.
Yeah. He had a, and I never liked playing, but I liked watching people play.
Yeah.
As long as they weren't, there was one that always made me, Bond would always give me motion sickness.
Yeah.
Because you'd have all the player screens up and everybody's running around and I'm trying to only look at my screen, but then I can see myself running down the hall on another screen.
You were good at that game though.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I was awful. And I was fine with that.
And I think it's because you never looked at the other screen. So I would see you running down the hall and I'd just be chasing after you.
And I'd be like, where the fuck are you?
Where are you? Where are you? As I'm shooting you in the back.
And I was always Natalia too, which I think it's like the same thing when we were playing Mortal Kombat and I was Sonya Blade. Sonya Blade wasn't a good character. I could have played any other character like Baraka or something and it would have been great.
For some reason, I always think of Sonya Blade as being in a different video game.
Than Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know, but, like, I'm thinking that in my head. I've been telling everybody the Primus story lately.
It's fantastic. I love it. But anyway.
So I would watch him play, and I love the games like this where they're mystery.
Yeah.
Where there's a riddle. You know, he'd go into a room and look around, and I'd be like, no, try moving that clock. Yeah. And then there'd be a riddle behind it. And I'd be like, oh, that means it's the third floor. I bet there's the key there.
Did he ever play the Resident Evil games?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's similar.
But I love watching that. Yeah. So the video game came out in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several. It spawned a whole series.
There are a ton of them.
The guy that plays Pyramid Head.
Yeah.
He's also the janitor.
Ooh, okay.
And he's he was like the motion coach.
Okay.
For the rest of the monsters in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he like, I don't want to say choreographed it because some of it was animated. But yeah. All right. This was filmed in Ontario.
Okay.
Pretty much 100%.
Yeah.
That waterfall is real.
I wrote it
down.
That's
a real place.
Okay. So it was the very first fucking thing that I wrote down. I was like, I would love to live that close to a beautiful waterfall, but maybe not with a sleepwalking child.
I would want to live at the top of the waterfall because it would stress me out. If I lived at the bottom of the waterfall where I could look at it, fine. But she, like, runs through the woods, runs under the road, and then there's this giant gaping...
Yeah.
It's called the Devil's Punch Bowl.
Ooh!
Yep.
That's cool.
All right. So in Silent Hill, I'll just start at the beginning of it.
In the beginning.
In the beginning. The film starts out with Sharon, the daughter, going missing. She's 10 years old.
Sharon!
Yeah.
The entire movie.
I know. Oh, you know I know. Now, Rose, the mom, immediately is running all over. She must fear this cliff, too, because she catches her daughter, Sharon, standing on the edge of it.
Yeah.
Sharon's sleepwalking. She's talking about a place called Silent Hill. Now, Rose wants to take her there, mom, and dad, Chris, is like, absolutely not.
I have some thoughts about this.
Okay.
I would not take her there.
Really?
No. And it doesn't sound like they got her, like, any psychiatric help or anything.
Well, no, because at one point they say that she's on medication. And then,
oh, yes.
And okay, then no, Rose says the medication isn't working.
Yeah.
Dad says she belongs in a hospital, so it must be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Now, Rose is taking her daughter to Silent Hill. Mm-hmm. It looks like Chris gets home from work. They seem kind of well off.
Yeah.
He gets home from work and notices that...
Well, they adopted a child in the United States. They're probably well off.
True.
It's impossible.
Now, he sees that they are not home. He's calling her cell phone. She's not picking up. And, of course, the laptop sitting open on the desk with all of the information for Silent Hill.
Yeah, and it's like ghost towns of the United States, and it just, like, lists off a ton of them. And then he sees Silent Hill, and he was just like, oh, Rose.
Yeah. Now, oh, hi, kitty. I have a kitty on my lap. It's the little tiny one.
It's a little figlet.
Figlet is on me. Now she's gone.
Little Fig Newton.
She's going crazy, though. She's...
Figgy pudding.
Did we already say that Silent Hill is based on Centralia, Pennsylvania?
No.
Okay.
But that would be a good little fun fact.
So, the story writer for the video game, it's based on a small town in Pennsylvania where a coal fire started in the ground underneath the town. I think part of it got evacuated, but over the years it slowly became a ghost town.
Yeah.
Now, last I heard, there was still like a couple residents here and there. It's not raining down ash or anything like it is in...
Bummer.
...in the game. But hearing that information, you might think that. If you're a writer, you might jump to these conclusions of it just pouring down ash and always being spooky and scary and a cursed town.
Yeah. No sunlight.
No sunlight. Now, Sharon, at this point, she drew all these drawings of her family and animals and, you know, normal kid stuff. Well, at some point while she was sleeping in the car, she drew over them scary things.
Pretty terrifying.
Yeah. And I think it's what the closer she's getting to Silent Hill.
I think so.
She's picking up on these vibes.
They're not chill vibes.
No. This is the first encounter that she has with, I just called her the cop through the whole thing.
The hot cop?
Hot.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh my God. So hot.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have never met any type of person in uniform where their uniform fits that well.
Their uniform where they're wearing leather pants.
Yes.
She's just beautiful anyway.
Skin tight leather pants, full face of makeup.
A little cute pixie cut.
Pixie cut and a, like, fitted uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Top. Fitted.
Perfection.
Yes. And, of course, she's a hot lady motorcycle cop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, she notices them kind of at the gas station late at night. She goes over. She tries to talk to Sharon. Sharon shuts it down.
Stranger danger.
Yeah. Now, this is when Chris and Rose talk and say, Chris is saying that she needs to be in a hospital. It also comes out at this point that Sharon's been adopted.
Yeah.
Now, I kind of wish that I didn't know the whole storyline with the video game before I saw the movie.
Yeah. Because
then it would have been, I don't know, a little different. But it was also seen in real life.
Yeah.
That made it cool. Now, she gets pulled over by Sybil. What? Kitty. Oh. You're so coordinated.
No, she is not.
Being sarcastic. It's like Jones. Jones is the same way.
Moron. I love her.
Now, she gets pulled over right directly in front of the turnoff for Silent Hill.
Yeah.
So what does she do? Speeds off.
Like, I don't understand. Why did she do that? She busts through the fence and stuff.
Well, and just her husband had canceled their credit card to, like, shut down this expedition. Mm-hmm. So he could have very easily said, the car's stolen. Or my wife took our daughter.
Yeah,
and then that would be a mess, you know? Yeah,
that's true.
So she speeds through the gate. Now, when she stops at the gas station and gets, in like, directions to Silent Hill, they say, oh, the road's closed. Now, the road that she speeds over, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at the board games, because I saw the Dead of Winter board game, and I was just like, ooh, Silent Hill. Anyway.
So, it's just a normal traffic bridge mm-hmm. in the mountains, how you would expect one to look.
Yeah.
And it's got like a police fence across it. But
no entry.
Yeah. So she smashes right through it, drives into the mist essentially, and then someone's crossing the road and she almost hits them.
Who's crossing the road?
Don't know. Mystery person crosses the road. So she slams on the brakes. Spins out, she doesn't even really crash the car.
No, but her head hits the steering wheel pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, she is unconscious. Her radio, and at the same time, like, her car radio kind of, like, fucks up.
Yeah.
And that causes her to try to turn off the radio, see someone on the road, blah, blah, blah. Now, when she wakes up, she's officially in Silent Hill. The spooky Silent Hill.
Oh, it's so scary.
It's terrifying. Sharon is not in the car.
No.
So she's walking down this abandoned main street, which is really cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
This is in Brantford, Ontario.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Colborne Street.
Okay.
Is the name of it. Which is like an active street, but it was vintagey looking like that.
Yeah. Is it still vintagey looking?
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess they picked the location because they didn't have to change a lot to like get it how they wanted it. What? Hi.
Figgy is just...
Are you going to meow, kitty? Do you want to say hi? No. She's like, I want to smell your breath and walk away.
Yep.
All right. Now, she's chasing Sharon.
What she thinks is Sharon.
Yes. Who she thinks is Sharon. Chases her all down the street, calling out Sharon 25,000 times, chasing after her. You know how much I hate that with all of my heart.
Sharon!
Now, a siren goes off. Big, scary siren. I have like a bump behind my ear.
I sometimes get a little bump behind my ear, too.
It's like right... That's weird. I wonder...
It's where the implant is from Aliens.
That's probably it. Mm-hmm. No, I just noticed it and that, like, took all of my attention away.
Oh, okay.
The siren goes off.
Do you remember living in Palmyra across from the fire station?
Yes.
And the siren going off?
Yes. And it was the same exact, it was the Silent Hill siren.
Yeah.
And every single time it would go off, I would say, the darkness is coming.
The darkness is coming.
Get inside, quick. Now... Everything goes, like, dark and scary. She walks down into, like, the basement of a building, but then somehow it's the streets.
There are a lot of,
It's dark. She sees a man with, an old-timey gas mask on that's, like, half gone.
He's disemboweled, and, like, the gas mask is, like, filled with blood.
But his eyes are still moving.
He's still alive.
He's still looking at her. And then, I don't know what they're supposed to be called, but I have always called them fire babies.
Yeah, they're fire kids.
Really? That's, like, the actual name?
Yeah.
These weird little cindery monsters start chasing after her. They're making kind of, like, little kid noises.
They're making, like, baby noises, and I don't like it. Oh, gray child.
Gray child. Mm-hmm. So fire babies.
I wrote down fire kids and I was just like, that's what I remember them being called.
Yeah. They grab her and then she passes out.
Yeah.
As she's passing out, they disintegrate. So it's like daytime again.
Yeah.
When she wakes up, she goes back to the bridge, realizes that there is no bridge there.
Mm-hmm.
She meets a woman. And when she shows the woman a picture in a locket of Sharon, the woman gets weird. She's whispering. She's kind of like speaking in riddles.
Yeah.
And then wanders away.
Yeah.
She does say something about Sharon being hers.
Yeah.
Which is a little creepy. Now, at the same time, Chris is looking for her.
Yes.
Now, he goes, I think the first stop where he is, it's sunny in broad daylight.
Yeah.
And he stops at like a mechanic shop and is like, hey, how do I get here?
Do you think this might be a question for the end? No, fuck it. Do you think they're dead or different dimension?
I think they're in a different dimension.
Okay.
And I think that comes out later in later games.
Yeah.
And later movies.
Interdimensional beings.
You could go either way with it, I guess.
Because she, like, hits her head pretty good. Sharon could have died, too. Like, the cop could have gotten into an accident.
Well, she did get in an accident when she crossed the bridge because her head was bleeding.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I was always under the impression they were in another dimension.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Sharon manages to call Chris and leave a message. But it's choppy.
Yeah. That would make more sense for interdimension stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Then she gets arrested.
Which, I don't understand that either. Like, hot cop just shows up and is just like, no, you're under arrest.
Where's your daughter?
Yeah, okay.
And it came out, too, that the same officer had went to Silent Hill for a kidnapped boy.
Yes.
So she's probably got some stuff going on with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Chris gets to the bridge. And when he gets to the bridge, the officers that are there tell him, like, okay, this is probably your wife's vehicle.
Yeah.
But when they go into the town, everything is normal. It's just the daytime, normal, abandoned town.
Yeah.
Nothing, like, creepy, nothing weird. There isn't a blanket of ash all over everything.
Mm-mm.
Now, Rose is running around looking, like in the game, finds a bus stop that has the street map.
Yes.
Which is cool.
She
goes to the school because that was also a clue. That was one of her daughter's drawings.
Yeah.
The schoolhouse. She goes to the school, opens the drawer, finds a flashlight. Mm-hmm. Very game-ish. Now, I just skipped a whole thing. Now,
fuck it.
Sybil, hot cop, she's arrested, or she arrests Rose.
Yeah.
Well, then a monster comes out and is going after them. What?
These guys are called, I had enough, like, just the armless men.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he, like, sprays her with gunk, and she immediately has to take off her helmet.
It's acid. It's, like, acid gunk.
Yeah, tar. But, like, some of it had to have gotten on her face.
That's what I think, too, but nope, she's still beautiful.
Yeah, because she's wearing sunglasses and her motorcycle helmet and a jacket, but whatever. The cat is entertaining us right now. Do you want this? Do you want that to play with? Yeah, make some noise.
Party. Make some noise.
While all this is going on, that's when Rose takes off and finds the first map. I'll take it away from her.
Yeah, no.
Come here. I'm sorry. You need something quiet to play with that I'm sure you won't want. I don't have a hair tie today. What do you want from me?
Ugh.
Yeah, give her that. Intermission.
Welcome to this episode where we try and distract my cat for 10 minutes.
Say I got one too.
There. Yeah, hair ties.
You can have your pick, hair ties. And I'll make my pen quit wobbling at her from my notebook there.
Perfect.
Okay. So Chris and the officer that he's with are driving through the town with a loudspeaker yeah. thing, calling for them, can't find them.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of, the officer that he's with is acting like a little suspicious.
A little suspicious.
Yeah.
Yes. I have questions about this too, but I'll bring it up later.
Now, at this point, Rose runs into more men in gas masks with a canary.
Yeah.
So she's running to hide from them. She gets...
What a nightmare.
I know. She goes into the bathroom and she finds Colin, the janitor, wrapped in barbed wire.
It's awful.
Traumatizing. And he's bent in like this really yeah. creepy way. Now, she sees him and she finds a little piece of wood or something in his mouth. It's something yeah. blue. You can't tell what yeah. it is.
I don't know what it is.
I think it's a part of a old-timey hotel key.
Oh.
Key ring thing.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes
Because they were
sense.
all over the floor in the hotel.
Yeah.
Behind
okay.
the desk.
Gotcha.
So she sees that in his mouth and picks it out, and it's like another clue. Well, the men with the gas masks, they have, they're all carrying like giant pipes.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get in. They're trying to kick in the door. She thankfully has keys, locks the door. And when the canary starts to freak out, they give up.
Yeah.
Now the siren goes off. And this is the first time you get to really see it like transition.
Like turn. Yeah.
From just normal abandoned town to like creepy hellscape, yeah. essentially. All the paint peels off the walls, the wooden bathroom stall doors mm-hmm. turn into cages.
Ugh.
It's crazy.
I hate it.
This still scares me.
Yeah.
Now the janitor guy comes to life. And he's like crawling towards her, but he's crawling with his front arms and his feet are bent back or his legs are bent. So they're like touching the top of his head practically.
Yeah. He's like hogtied, but like hogtied from his head with his ankles.
Yes.
And then he's crawling. Yeah. Yes.
Mm. Now he somehow spawns all these like giant bugs. Yeah. I always thought they were rats.
I thought that they were rats too, but no, they're bugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she is running from him, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
She sees Sharon last minute, but falls. She falls through, like, a screen.
Yes.
That's when she sees Pyramid Head.
Yeah. Covered in the little bugs.
Yeah, and he's dragging two of the gas mask guys, or one of them, who's, like, screaming, being eaten by bugs.
Ugh. Pyramid Head terrifies me.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of amazing cosplays. Some of them yes. are Lady Pyramid Heads, and I'm like, yes.
That is badass.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in the school, and Chris and the other policemen are also in the school, but different dimensions.
Yes.
So it's pretty sad. She runs right past him, and he can, like, sense it. Like, he smells her perfume.
Yeah. Ugh. Do you think she would still have perfume on after being like, yeah, maybe.
Well, I think it's more just like he knows she's there.
Ugh,
kind of
it
feeling.
It is sad. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, she thankfully gets saved last second by, why can't I think of her name? Sybil.
Yeah.
They find this small, tiny little room. They lock the door. There's no escape from the room. And Pyramid Head has his giant, like, 10-foot blade. Ooh. And he's stabbing through the door at them. Well, as he's stabbing through the door, bugs get in. Thankfully, they hold out from this episode
yeah.
to come to an end because the bugs start to fade away. But that's scary when he's going after them.
Yes.
Now, at this point in the real world, Chris wants to know what's going on with Silent Hill because the police aren't giving him the whole story.
Correct.
He can tell.
Well, and like the sheriff is, or the sheriff, the detective guy is just like, why don't you just go home? We'll handle this. It'll be fine. It's super frustrating and annoying.
Yeah.
Because his wife and kid are missing. Like.
Yes. And I mean, I understand it's like a casting thing. They can't have this, I mean, pay everybody for it. But
yeah,
they're like, oh, our, you know, people are searching. Well, wouldn't there be like lots of volunteers and stuff searching?
Yes.
Not just like a couple people driving through town.
That's how you can tell it's some hinky shit is going on.
Yeah, that nobody's up there helping.
Nefarious shenanigans.
Now, Rose and Sybil make it to the hotel because that's the next clue. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They go to the hotel. They find another clue, which is one of Sharon's drawings in one of the mailboxes.
Yeah.
For room 111. I love
like the old hotel stuff.
I know. Me too. I wonder. Nice. I mean, I'm sure there are where you get like a physical key.
Yeah.
And you can have your mail delivered there. Yeah. And it's in, oh, someone left a note for you. It reminds me of American Horror Story Hotel.
That's a good season.
It is really good. Mm-hmm. Now, at this point, okay, so they find it in mailbox 111. So they're like, okay, we're going to go to this room. Meanwhile, Chris breaks into the records office to try to find records. He finds stacks of burnt, dirty boxes.
I would hope that somebody sometime in my life would love me enough to do that.
To do that?
I would do that for you.
Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm. If you went missing in a mining town, I would search. I would break in someplace.
Where the police like aren't giving you information.
Aaron!
When he does this, he does find the information about Alyssa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alyssa.
Alyssa.
Mm-hmm. I wrote Alyssa.
That's okay.
So I apologize. Alyssa. He finds out, he doesn't know what relation, he doesn't really know what's going on. He finds her medical records and a photo of her mom. Yes.
He thinks it's Cheryl's mom because they look identical.
Sharon.
Sharon. Damn it. See, you did it too. Why did you do that?
Now, when Rose and Sybil are in the hotel, they find Anna, who is a survivor. Now, Anna's crazy. She's one of the religious fanatics. Mm-hmm. And she's being very cruel to Dahlia.
Yes. She's like throwing rocks. She's all sorts of shit.
Being a huge bitch.
Yeah.
So she kind of acts as their guide, like they have in video games.
Yep.
And they find where the room 111 should be, but there's a painting instead. Mm-hmm. And the painting is of the first burning. And then it goes into like my ancestor's ancestors, my father's fathers. To keep the town safe, would sacrifice people every once in a while. They would burn the witches. And it sounds like this went on for generations.
Generations. I want to know why fire is considered purifying. And I meant to look it up, but I forgot to do that today. But, like, it's in all of... That's why they burned women in Europe, was because to purify their soul... And stuff. Like, it's
probably in the Bible somewhere. It's probably a part of the Bible.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my guess. I'm not positive. Now, when they cut the painting, they realize behind it there's a room, and then behind that it's like access to another building.
Yeah, it's room 111.
Mm-hmm. Now, when they, of course, go into this other building, it looks to be like a textile factory.
Yeah.
It also appears to be a barbed wire factory. And it also has a big arena in it for burning people alive.
That is...
With stadium seating.
That is bananas.
Yeah.
Bananas to me. That people would do... I mean, people have been fascinated with torture for...
Ever. I mean...
Forever.
I think it's, like, creepy to read about, but I still read about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure.
Well, it's probably everyone that's in this cult has to, like, watch to participate, you know?
Ew.
Because they secretly know what they're doing is wrong, and they want everyone in their group to, like, witness it, to be in on the crime.
That's true. Good point.
That's my opinion. I don't know.
Everybody gets their hands dirty.
Yes.
Everybody stabs a person one time.
Exactly. Everyone has to stab them to make it legit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah. Now, in this, like, arena area, the center of it had fallen out, and it's super deep underneath. Yes.
Yeah.
Many levels. Now, Rose sees a girl. She's mm-hmm. crying. She, like, very, I wouldn't do this. She's, like, trapeze walking across, like, all of this shit to get over to this little girl. Favorite line. She makes her way to the girl. She turns around. She's like, oh, my God, you look exactly like Sharon. You could be twins. Now, this, she's wearing old-timey clothes. Mm-hmm. Her face.
It's like a school uniform.
School
like
uniform.
Old timey school uniform.
She'd been crying. Her eyes, her makeup was not
yeah.
done the best
no.
to make her look like a sad, scary little kid.
No.
And she holds out her arms and says, look at me. I'm burning.
We have said that line to each other since this movie came out. Just to fuck with each other so much.
For near 20 years, we have been laughing about this movie.
I'm burning.
I say it if I'm cooking. I say it if I'm hot. I say it if I'm got a sunburn. I'm burning.
I love it.
Yeah, and I can't hear it now, like in the movie the first time I was like, oh my God, but now that I've made fun of it so much, when that scene came on, Greg and I started cracking
yeah
up. Now they see the church's cross. Essentially the marking of their church was also this like big metal cross that they could strap people to set them on fire.
Woof.
Yes. Now, the siren goes off again, and they run with Anna. They're running towards the church through town.
Yeah.
Running. They make it. The church is on a hill. There's a billion steps. Everyone is, like, all in grays and blacks and have, like, mourning shawls over their faces. And
colors are the devil.
Apparently. No bright colors. Well, they are essentially like being tortured forever.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Purgatory.
I wonder if they like respawn.
It's not a video game.
It is, though.
Yeah.
But like, okay, when one of the gas mask people gets ripped apart by Pyramid Head.
Yeah.
Like, does he wake up the next day in bed and have to like live it over again?
Gas mask man number two, respawn.
Yes.
Joining campaign. I don't know.
Wouldn't you think that?
Maybe. I don't know if when they all get their comeuppance.
Oh, no. I think when that happens, I'm saying that, like, as part of their torture.
They just relive.
From Alessa.
It's like Happy Death Day.
Yes.
Just like.
Well, not even the same thing happening to them every day.
Yeah.
Just they die and then.
That'd be awful.
Show up again. Because I couldn't really tell because Anna shortly gets murdered. Disgustingly.
That's amazing.
And her mom is like upset crying in the church. Mm-hmm. And I thought like, okay, so there's like suffering now. But then, you know, the sun will go down. And when the sun comes up again, they're.
Why would you cry then if somebody was murdered? You would just be like
oh, you don't know.
Oh, and then it just like rewinds.
Yeah.
Oh. Ew.
So it's like.
Don't like that at all.
What's that sci-fi movie like that? Not the one where. With Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, Dark City.
Dark City.
Love that movie.
Where they just like wake up again and everything's.
And everything's
they're
normal.
Just different people.
And they have no memories.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That could be happening right now.
He is tuning. Where did you learn to tune?
I should watch that again soon.
I know.
I wonder what platform that's on. Anyway, right. Maybe I'll do that tonight instead of read.
He is so cute, the main actor.
Isn't the main actor the bad guy from...
Gladiator? No, not Gladiator.
A Knight's Tale?
Yes.
Isn't it him?
Yeah.
I like him.
He's handsome.
Mm-hmm. We're just talking... No, never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
Mm.
Now, okay. They are running for the church. Dolly wants them to stay outside. Like, don't trust them.
Yeah.
Don't go in with them.
She has a lot of good one-liners that are just like, the sheeps are often in wolves' clothing, or the wolves are often in sheep's clothing, and
it's
stuff
just
like
shit
that.
Like that. Yeah. Where you should be paying attention to her.
Yeah.
But anyway, they run inside.
They walk to their doom.
Yeah. Pyramid Head shows up. Ooh. Grabs Anna. First rips her clothes off.
In front of the entire congregation.
Yeah, he holds her up in the doorway of, like, just outside the doorway of the church. And everyone's running. But they turn around and they see this.
Fuck around and find out, I guess.
He rips, because she also was, like, throwing rocks at Dahlia again. Yeah. So Pyramid Head, like, manifested, like, directly behind her.
Which, do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because.
She controls stuff?
Yeah,
she does. Okay.
And it's still her mom, even though her mom betrayed her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She's still... So, Anna gets picked up by the neck. Pyramid Head has her, like, 5 feet off the ground. Rips her clothes off in front of the whole congregation. And then grabs, like, the middle of her chest, twists his hand, and rips her skin off. Then, to make it even worse... They're all inside the church doors, and just as the church doors shut, he throws her skin at the door, and it splatters, and blood
this
goes on them.
Shooketh me. Like, I have never been shooked before when I first saw this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, holy fuck.
I think I was most scared of the janitor.
Yeah.
The janitor scared me more than I think anything in this.
This shooketh me.
You were shooketh. All right. Of course, when this happens, immediately they are called witches.
Oh, because they're different.
Now,
why didn't they ever burn men?
They did? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if in this specific film they burned men.
No, I know, but like in the film.
Oh.
Why didn't they fucking burn you, dude?
Because it's not part of the story. The story is these two chick outsiders come in.
Yeah.
Maybe they did burn guys.
I hope so. Make it even, Stevens.
I don't know. I'm not going to... I don't know. I have words I can't think of right now.
That's okay. We can talk about it later.
I'm really just looking forward to putting my pajamas back on.
I love it.
And curling up with a book and some popcorn.
Or Dark City.
I already watched one movie today, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't really double down unless I'm like, this is what I'm doing all day long because I don't feel good. And then it's like four movies in a row. And one of them is always Happy Gilmore.
Gold jacket, green jacket. Who gives a shit?
They're making a sequel to that.
I heard.
Greg just told me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making a 28 years later.
I heard that too.
Mm. What a time to be alive.
What a time.
Now, Christabel is very manipulative because...
She reminds me of the chick in the mist, every religious fanatic.
Well, what she does is everyone's like, witches, witches, burn them. And she's like, no, we should pray. So it's like, even though she definitely wants to burn them,
100%.
She makes herself seem like this calm leader so that later on she can be like, you know what? I thought about it and now we should burn them. Really, though, it's like her manipulation tactic. Now, Chris, in the real world, he goes to the orphanage where they adopted their daughter from. And he confronts one of the nuns there.
The poor nun.
And this is a big giveaway. She says that she can't help him. She can't answer any questions because he's like, who is her mom? What's her paperwork? Who dropped her off? Where did she come from? Because, And she's like, not answering any of this. She says, it's not her secret to tell.
Ah!
So that's like, oh, okay, so you're saying that there's a secret to tell.
Secrets are no fun.
Secrets hurt someone. Now, at this point, the officer shows up and is like, no, you're either getting arrested or you're leaving town. You broke into this building.
Harassed a nun.
He loosely explains that it's like a town secret. 30 years ago, the night of the fire is when she was brought to the orphanage. And he shows him his burnt hands. The palms of his hands are burnt. Badly. Yes. Scarred. Not like fresh burns.
Mm-hmm.
Scarred burns. Now, Christabel, because she's crazy, says only the demon knows where Sharon is. And the demon lives on the 82nd basement floor of this of this hospital.
This pit of hell, apparently.
Well, because once she goes down to the floor where she's supposed to be, she's like way down farther than that.
Yes.
Anyway. Now, never mind. I know there's a new scariest part coming up. Now, Christabel tells her, study this map, because there isn't one when you get down there. So she's looking at the map, and she's like, left, right, left, 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 you know, trying to figure out.
I would never be able to remember that.
No, I would die down there for sure. Now, Christabel then calls her witch, because she produces the locket that she picked up off the floor in the church with Sharon's picture.
Yeah.
And says, your daughter bears the likeness of a witch, therefore you both have to die. Now, this part makes me so sad.
I get angry. I was watching it today and I got angry.
Now.
And I don't get that angry over films.
Sybil starts fighting them off.
Yeah.
They attack.
Yep.
Now. They have the elevator just like propped open a tiny bit. So Rose gets
with like a pipe.
Yeah. Rose gets into the elevator. They beat the shit out of Sybil, which I think she would have died.
She would have died. So
they were beating her with pipes.
So Rose is in the elevator going like, Sybil, not saying her name, but come with me, come with me. And Sybil grabs the pipe and like looks backward and she's like, find your daughter, pulls the pipe out, she yes. goes down, and that's when she gets her shit rocked.
Yeah. Oh, it bothers me so much.
I hate it.
But I'm thinking that she would have died from that as opposed
I would fucking hope so.
Because it's like, what, she kills a couple of guys. Or
yeah.
She like smashes her heads in. She's trying to like get free, obviously, but yeah. they end up taking her down and beating her badly.
Yeah.
Now, she gets Rose, goes down. She's in the tunnel. She's got a flashlight. One of the men, before all the shit broke loose, told her that they were attracted to the flashlight.
Yeah.
So just to warn her, gave mm-hmm. her that little tip. She gets down there, and the hallway is filled with the nurses.
Ugh, my favorite characters.
Oh, my God.
I've seen some dope ass cosplays.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. If I had bigger boobs, I would want to go as one. I guess you can get like the fake silicone chest.
Yeah.
And do it that way, which I think I would do.
I did. What was it for? I'm trying to think. I faked boobs for a costume once and it looked pretty dang good.
Yeah. Because I would love to go with like maybe one or two other people and go as the nurses. Well, so fun.
They, I think I got it from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yes.
How she fakes her cleavage.
Yeah.
So what you do is first you like paint in between your boobs dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wear a push-up bra that fits you.
Yeah.
So whatever cup size fits you and you like crank them in there. Then you get the chicken cutlets.
Yeah.
And you put them on the outside of the bra. And then you put a bigger bra over the top.
Yes. We've talked about this.
So okay. you have cleavage, mm-hmm. but your boobies are only filling up a small portion of the big bra you're actually wearing.
That's great.
Oh, I did it one year. I went as like sexy cat for Halloween. And I had on a, but I was like, you know when the Golden Girls would look sexy for like dance things?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I had on a black V-neck sweater that was tight fitting. Mm-hmm. And then I had on little like tap shorts with fishnets and high heeled black shoes. And then I had little ears. And black, I think I had on like black shiny gloves.
I'm trying to think of a Halloween costume that I did where I was just like a sexy something, a sexy toothbrush.
And that was because I, you know, normally for Halloween, we would do something super elaborate.
Yeah.
Or we'd plan and plan.
Yeah.
And I'd make these costumes. And then probably the past, I don't know, 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
I've just been like, I'm going to be a vampire because I have good vampire fangs and yeah. color contacts.
Yeah.
So I would do my makeup real nice, contacts, fake teeth, some sparkly jewelry, and like a black dress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like I just take an outfit that I would normally wear and like jazz it up to like.
You wouldn't just wear it. You would style it.
Yes. Not wearing the black dress, I'm styling the black dress. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I've done that a few years now where I'm like, I'm a vampire or I'm this or that, where it's like pretty basic.
I gotcha. That's okay.
I'm a witch. Okay, I'm going to wear a black dress and a black hat.
Do you want me to get you some pumpkin spice lattes there with your live, laugh, love sign?
Go straight to hell. Go straight to hell.
Your white walls and your gray furniture.
That just reminded me. Was that Mean Girls? Was it Mean Girls?
Where she's like, I'm a murder.
No, the Halloween where she's like, I'm a mouse. Can't you tell? And like points at her ears.
Yeah.
And that's the only. That's she's the wearing only like lingerie thing. And yeah. has like little mouse ears.
Yes.
Duh.
Duh.
Yeah, it was Mean Girls. Which my hair color today. Someone's like, oh my God, it's so much like Lindsay Lohan. And I'm like, thank
Lindsay
you.
Lohan, Robot Chicken.
And she's like, no, I love her so much.
Like, I actually do like, she's come around from yeah. when she used to be.
Well, that's my hair color.
Lindsay
now.
Lohan.
Lohan. Now, she manages to make it through the nurses, which are terrifying. They are sexy nurses. They're wearing high heels and little skimpy dresses with cleavage. However, their faces are solid bandages.
Yeah, with little hats.
With little hats. And they all have scalpels.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
When they filmed that scene to make it creepier, they filmed it in regular speed and then reversed it.
Ooh. So
to like kind of make their movements like more fucked up looking.
Ugh.
And it's dark.
It's terrifying. You
know? She has to get through the nuns, which mm-hmm. she does. The nuns, the nurses. Now, she finally, I always call this like she's finishing the game.
Yeah.
Because she bursts in the door and she meets Alyssa.
Alyssa.
Mm-hmm. She meets Alyssa.
It's the climax of the game.
Yes. Now she finds out the truth. Of what actually happened.
Oh.
For the most part.
Poor baby.
Now, Alyssa did not have a father in the picture. And her mom, especially in like small town, got called out.
She wouldn't name the father.
She wouldn't name the father. Mm-hmm. And that was like a big fucking whoop at this religious school that all the kids went to.
Yeah.
That she's not saying who the father is. So then, of course, because, you know, obviously, if you're raised without a dad, you become a witch, I guess. And all the kids pick on her and throw rocks
really
at
feel?
Her. I don't feel like that at all. I'm saying that this is how
yes,
the town
I know.
Feels.
Obviously.
Obviously. Take that, strike that statement from the record as being sarcastic. Now, they convince Dahlia that she has to be sacrificed. And
is it sacrificed or she was just going to be purified?
I
didn't know Dahlia knew that she was going to be sacrificed.
I think they're doubling down. I think it's both a sacrifice and purification. Because she brings,
she willingly brings her there.
They're going to the religious ceremony area together.
Yeah.
Alessa is like relaying all this to Rose.
Yeah.
So you get to like watch the whole thing get played out. Now, as they're going into the ceremony area, they're like, no, the sinner doesn't need to be blamed for the sin or whatever.
Yeah, it's something fucked up like that.
So she's like calling Alessa the sin, but if she dies, her soul is purified, and that like lets Dahlia off the hook, essentially. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sinning.
Yeah. She is beautiful, too, by the way.
Ugh.
I know.
She's gorgeous. She reminds me of, like, 60s gorgeous.
Yes. Like the really, like, cat eye and, like, the high arched eyebrows.
She just has that look.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could definitely see her with, like, big hair and a headband.
Yes.
And then, like, very short dress.
Yes.
And some cat eye.
Oh.
Well, they just push her out of the way, like, you don't have to be here for this.
Yeah.
And they are burning her alive.
Yeah. It's awful.
Yeah. They put her on this rack that's over like a thing of coals, and she's screaming.
She
and
is
everyone's just standing around.
Slowly scorching to death.
Yes.
That would be horrendous.
It's not just chucking them into the fire. It's like a whole ceremony. Where, mm-hmm. Now, when Dahlia went back, like, okay, I'm doing something about this.
Yeah.
She went back to try to stop them. It was too late, but Alessa had started a fire.
Yeah.
Alessa.
Yeah. Well, the whole, like,
the whole thing that she was on, like, tipped.
It reminds me of something you put, like a steak on over
a
fire.
A grill.
Oh, like
she's
a grill.
On a grill.
She's on a grill.
Yeah. Well, it tips over, so hot coals, like, go up to the curtains, and the curtains catch on fire, and that's what started the whole, well.
She did start the fire.
She started the fire. Now, when they go back, the officer with the burnt hands, he burnt his hands because he grabbed her off of the hot grate.
Now, this is what I have questions about.
Okay.
It was 30 years ago. He looks the same. Is it just a movie flaw?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe
it was his dad.
See, that's kind of what I thought, too, but he had the burnt hands.
He had the burnt hands.
So maybe he was, like, rookie in training at 18 years old.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look 48 either, though.
True.
Whatever.
Who knows?
Same guy, though.
Same guy.
And then she's going on that, like, some people were spared as she's telling the story. Like, all these people came to kill me. However, there was, like, some kindness in Alessa that spared her.
Yeah. And the officer, like, a couple of the officers and stuff, like, the guy that rescued her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, it was too late at that point. She was terribly burned. So, Alessa, basically, her hate for everyone and everything that happened to her manifested into, like, a whole nother person.
And it just sucks.
Who looks like Sharon.
The darkness.
Alessa.
Yeah.
But is, yeah, like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say a demon.
No.
But it's all.
It was her hate.
Her hate.
It was her hate fire.
Now, this happened, cursed the town, whatever. Now, they took Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon was the good side of Alessa.
Yeah.
And they got her out of town.
Yeah.
Put her up for adoption. Kind
the bad, the bad part of Alessa took
curse the town,
and took the good part of Alessa as a baby because she manifested as a baby,
yeah.
Innocence, whatever, and dropped her off at the orphanage.
Yes, which is an amazing storyline.
Yeah,
and they go over about how, like, it's cool watching the scene. It's cool too because they used all the same music from the video game.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, like, I liked that part of it. Now,
that, like, simple piano.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alyssa wants revenge, the bad Alyssa.
All we ask for is satisfaction.
Yes. She can't go into the church.
No.
However, if she gets absorbed into Rose...
Let's fucking go!
Then she can, like, Trojan horse her way into this church. And...
None the wiser.
And fucking kill everyone. Yeah. Right? And that's exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. Now, they manage to find Sharon, which is cool. Mm-hmm. However... Or the bad people, they find her, but she's still okay, though. They're just, like, keeping her. However, Sybil, they burn alive.
This is a terrible scene. I hated it.
Agreed. Terrible.
I fast-forwarded it.
They have her on a ladder, and they're, like, slowly lowering the ladder over her body over the fire. Yeah.
I hate it.
I do, too. And so then Rose shows up. And her and Christabel essentially have, like, a screaming match because Rose is saying, you guys all need to admit that you're in hell right now. Like, this isn't real life.
No.
She's like, I come from a world that is not like this. Like, you've been cursed. You're here. This is going on. And
this blames, isn't the apocalypse. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And blames Christabel for it, and Christabel's like, she's a witch, blah blah blah, like, get off your horse, we understand, we heard it already. Now she ends up getting stabbed. Christabel stabs her and then is like, ooh, because she has no backup for that.
Whoops,
I didn't mean to stab her, we should have, you know, lit her on fire and purified her, but instead stabs her. When she stabs her, all this black gunky blood starts coming out. Then it's bad. She brought the darkness into the church.
She did.
And her stab wound magically heals.
Good for fucking you. Good for you.
Yep. So she brought the darkness into the church. Everyone starts freaking out. Well, then from the floor over their ceremony area breaks down again because the darkness is there. You see the original Alyssa in her hospital bed.
Yes.
Where she had suffered from her burns and manifested these different characters.
Yeah.
And
her version of hell.
Yeah. Gets raised up in this, like, big giant pile of barbed wire. And the barbed wire starts killing all these fucking religious assholes.
I love it.
This is the second movie in a row that we've done, though.
Where somebody is violated by...
Yes.
Ugh.
Barbed wire in this one.
Yuck.
But it's mostly to go inside of her and then rip her apart as opposed to just...
violently assaulting her.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm trying to say.
Instead of possessing her.
Yeah.
Turning her to a deadite.
Yes.
She gets ripped apart. Everybody gets ripped apart in really gross ways with barbed wire. It's so cool.
It's lovely. I love the guy that goes to kill Rose or stab Rose, and he gets wrapped up in barbed wire, and then, like...
He just gets crushed in barbed wire. He just gets
crushed.
Yeah.
And then Demon Alyssa is, like, down below, like, dancing around in the blood.
I thought she was dancing Jezebel? In the blood with Christabel.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she gets raised way up in the air, so she's, like, directly across from... burn victim Alyssa.
Yeah.
And yeah, evil Alyssa is down below, like, wee, body parts are flying on her, and she's just spinning around in the blood.
Having the best time.
Yeah.
Living her best demon girl life.
She is. Well, even though she's doing all this shit to these people, she's not doing anything to good people.
No.
She's not. You know, she explains the whole story to Rose, like, hey, this is what's happening. I tried to get the good one out.
Yeah, like.
Now, barbed wire rips everyone apart. They just kind of, after that, they just walk out and go home. Kind of.
Like, Sharon and Rose head out the door after all of this massacre happened, and Dahlia is just like, why didn't she kill me? And Rose is like, well, mother is the eyes of God to a child, or is God to a child, or something.
Mother is God in the eyes of a child.
Yeah. And so then they walk out, and what the fuck happens to Dahlia? Does she just chill in this dimension?
I don't know. I'm actually looking up that line because it's in The Crow, too.
Yes. And oh, The Crow.
Oh, new one's coming out.
Are you excited for the new one?
Yeah.
I am, too. I think it'll be interesting.
I'm not one of those, like, crabby pants people that are like, the remake is never going to be as good. Like, I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah. I can separate the two, like, remakes and originals. Because they both have their good things.
Oh, it's different in The Crow.
Okay.
Mother's the name for God on the lips and hearts of all children.
Yeah. Can't rain all the time.
Can't rain all the time. I'm excited for the new one. I think it's gonna be good. At least I'm gonna watch it.
I really like
the first. It's kind of like, did we just have this conversation, or was I talking to Greg about it?
You're probably talking to Greggy Pants about it.
It's like Dawn of the Dead.
Yes. It was us.
Yeah, we might have. Did we talk about it on the podcast? Wow. Okay. We need some new material.
No one cares.
But I'm excited to see it. And the only thing, though, is in the... Obviously, you know what happens to his fiance.
Ugh.
In the 2-minute clip that I saw, it's sort of a different situation.
It is a different situation.
But they still both get murdered.
Yeah.
And in this, they put a bag over her head. Like a plastic bag. And I'm like, because they show like a little clip of it. And I just thought like,
no, thank you.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that. So yeah. I don't know if I'll have to wait till I can rent it. I guess I could still go to the theater. But if I go to the theater, I'm going to have to like duck out for just that part.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
And then because I don't want that.
But anyway.
Anyway.
Sharon and Rose leave the church and get in their car and start the car. Drive across the unbroken road now.
Yep.
Back to her home, which it's still dark and eerie.
Yeah. Did we at any point ever say that the bridge was gone?
There's, when you're in Silent Hill, there's no way out of Silent Hill.
Yes. Because her and the officer both go back to the bridge at different points and there's nothing there.
Well,
whatever. I was too, whatever, fine.
I was too wrapped up in Hot Cop.
I know. I was. I was too interested in her outfit, how cute her haircut was. Anyway.
Yeah, that's okay.
When they go home, though, they walk in, sit down, and everything's gray and rainy still, so it's kind of weird. And then you see Chris, who it's broad daylight, nice sunshiny day, and he's sleeping on the couch and doesn't know they're there.
What the fuck? They're just trapped in this fucking dimension forever then?
I don't know.
That's why I think they're dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They died in the accident?
Maybe.
And they're just... No, because then they're... Where'd their bodies go?
In the river. I don't know.
Maybe they died right in the beginning. Maybe they both went off the cliff and this is just like her death dream. She's trapped in hell.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
That would be. How terrible would it be, though, to like walk into your house and like...
No. Don't like that at all.
It gives me the creeps.
It's like They.
Yes.
Remember that movie?
Ooh. Woof. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Do you want to do that one soon?
Fuck yeah.
Write it down.
Interdimensional. We'll just do a little thing of interdimensional bullshit.
Sweet.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, that's Silent Hill. Gore. It was pretty gory, hey?
4.
I would safely, confidently say a 4.
Scariness.
Skin rip off. I'm pretty scared of this one. But like a 2. 2.5. Okay.
2.5. Scariness.
Yeah.
If you get past the sort of poor graphics from 2006.
Yeah.
Too. That's a little.
Remake of this.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So that was Silent Hill. If you like what you hear, follow us on... Oh, nope. It's like I have never done this before.
You haven't. This is, you respawned this morning.
I respawned this morning, apparently. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night on mtrsradio.com at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. I hope everyone has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
That's okay. Yeah, I'm excited for the new crew.
I am too.
I think it'll be fun.
My leg.